Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So what do you want? What do you want as a business person? Well, if you're like most business people, you want to make a profit. And I have a conversation all day long across the United States with business people all wanting to make a profit. And they want to sell more. And they want to close more. And that seems logical, doesn't it? Because if you want to make a profit, you have to sell more, you have to close more deals, you have to efficiently get them out the door, collect the money, and start over again. But this is what most business people miss. You can't have that sale. You can't have that close. You can't make that profit unless you have a prospect. You see, it all starts with the prospect. And we should say qualified prospect. A prospect that can use your goods and services. Someone who potentially could buy them if you present yourself in the right way. They have a need. But almost no one thinks about the prospect. They don't talk about it. They talk about the sale, the close, the presentation. All of that's important. But you can't get to any of those things unless you have the first step. So you have to say to yourself, as a business person, how is my lead generation? How is my prospecting? What do I have set up that's going to give me a continual flow of prospects? Because we know every presentation that you make, you're not going to close every single one. You're not going to close 100%. Nobody does. Sometimes people are closing 1 out of 2, 1 out of 3, 1 out of 10. Depends on the business. But if you know what your closing ratio is, if you know that your closing ratio is 1 out of 3, and you want to close 2 deals, what do you need? You need 6 prospects. If you don't have 6 prospects, how can you close 2 deals? And it's no different if you want 3 deals and it takes 1 out of 3 to close a deal. How many prospects do you need? You do the math. So knowing your closing ratio is important. Knowing who your customer is, knowing the right prospect that you're going after, and in what form are you going to go after them? Is it going to be social media? Social media is not for every type of business. It only works for certain types of businesses. Are you going to use direct mail? Are you going to have a great website? Are you going to have prospectors who get on the phone and call people and try to get an appointment? Of course, we try everything. We work at everything. We test everything to see what will work and what won't work in your business. What works in one person's business does not necessarily work in another person's business. We have to understand how we are going to get that prospect and how are we going to get the right prospect and what industry or business do we want to target and who is the buyer. In your particular business, in your particular prospect list, who is the person who buys? Now, sometimes it's very clear. Sometimes it's an engineering division. Sometimes it's a purchasing agent. Sometimes it's the CEO, president, or business owner. But you'll know in your business exactly who the buyer is. And if you don't know, and you have the type of business where the buyer could be anybody from a support person to the owner of the company, then you really have to get on the phone, give them a call, and ask them appropriate questions. Who is the person who does the purchasing for? I want to send them some information. If you don't know where to go, if you don't know who to talk to, if you're not talking to the right person, it's a waste of time. So you want to make sure that everyone around you, understands that prospecting is not an annoyance. Prospecting is not something that you really need to dread. You cannot be successful if you do not prospect and have a prospect and continually do it every single day. Have your sales force do it every single day. If you're a one-person operation, you do it every day. And have them report back to you exactly what they are doing so that you can see that they're doing the appropriate things. Prospecting is the word of the day, and it's an important word. It's a word that determines profit, or if there's no prospecting, it certainly determines loss. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.